Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Tzav. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shalema, Vod Chonim, V'chladam, Chem Dabar Chadam, Sh'an, Adam Echon, Kovin, V'chlas, Rabban, Amanir, Shalom, Sarah, Davin, Rechad, Yafab, Dabar, Rechav, Dachar, Rechav, Dasev, Shalom, Sarah, Farim, Naam, Shem, Nechana, Yafab, Nuriyam, Yehudah, Nifach, Adam, Zom, Rechav, Nasib, Chab, Ben Makah, Nuriyam, Adachav, Zom, Ramchana, Adam, Adam, Rechav, Sarah, Adam, Rechav, Adam, Rechav, Dan, Ben Eser, Zom, Nir, Tabar, Makah, Yosef, Ben Ezder, Ben Yafah, Yosef, Ben Rosh, Yosef, Ben Yafah, Yosef, Ben Yafah, Ben Yafah, Simcha, Ben Yafah, Ben נבטי לה בן מרים יצחק בן יפה וגדן בן סר הילה יצחק בן סבן סמר חנן ונזר בן חדה להבדיל למשמע רחב את אליהו דינה ותענות אמר רחב את אברהם משה בן רפאל אליהו בן יוסף חיים שם על משה אליהו יעקב בן יצחק ינאום לאחד ומשה כמו דחם נרשוע לשכל להבדיל להיריון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, in the beginning of Parashat Tzav, the first pasuk, second pasuk in the Parashah, it's a very interesting pasuk, and I think there's something there that we need to dive into to understand. It says, "Tzav et Aharon v'tabanav lemor." Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Command Aharon and his children, saying, Zot Torah ta'ola. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the olah offering. Hi ha'ola al-mokeda al-mizbeach kol alayla. This burnt offering can be burned on the mizbeach, on the altar, all night long." The simple question that's asked over here is, I don't understand why it's being repetitive. This is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering can be burned all night long. Why does it word it like that? Just say, this is the law of the burnt offering, it can be burned all night long. Why does it have to restate the burnt offering? What is it trying to hint to in these first few words when it says, Zot Torah Ta'ola? This is the law of a burnt offering. So, before I dive into the answer, I'm going to tell you something that Maran Achida. Maran Achida writes, he says, a person who is haughty, a person who is full of themselves, has ga'ava, the Torah cannot sit with such a person. The Torah does not reside with such a person, the Torah leaves such a person. If a person is full of themselves, the Torah will leave him. And the Torah is compared to water. Why is the Torah compared to water? So the Gemara says, why is the Torah compared to water? Because where do you usually find water? Water is usually found on the lows of all the lows in the world. On the floor, on the ocean, all on the ground. This is the water. So the Torah is hinting, why is Torah similar to water? Because Torah can only be acquired by someone who is like water, who is always down to earth, who is always on the lows. This is what the Torah is referencing to. And why? And the question becomes why? Why does the Torah only be acquired and stay with somebody who is down to earth and humble? Why doesn't the Torah stay with someone who is full of themselves? Let's say I have someone who is very smart. And they have a lot of confidence, and they have gava, they're full of themselves. Why can't they have Torah wisdom? Why does the Torah leave them? So Maran Achida gives a beautiful answer. He says, there's a story between Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Eliyahu Navi. There was one time where Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Eliyahu Navi were walking on the path, they were walking together. And as they were walking together, they passed by a dead animal. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he smelled this animal, and it had such a bad smell. So he couldn't handle it, so he started covering his nose. But Eliyahu Navi, it didn't bother him so much. So he didn't cover his nose. They continued walking. And they got past this very bad smell. And then all of a sudden, they find someone who had a lot of ga'ava. They pass by someone who is full of themselves, and is haughty, and is full of ga'ava. And Eliyahu Navi now starts covering his nose. Oh, what a bad smell this guy has. But Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi doesn't have that feeling. And so they have this difference where when they pass by the dead body of an animal, Rabbi Yehoshua was such a bad smell. Eliyahu Navi, when they passed by the person with ga'ava, he felt such a bad smell. And so Maran Achida says, this is exactly the answer. He says, you can learn from this story that in the spiritual world, in the realms of the spiritual world, someone who has ga'ava smells even worse than the carcass, than the body of a dead animal. That's how bad a person with ga'ava smells in the spiritual world. And so he says, now we know there's a halakha, when a person's learning Torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah in a place that smells. Right? You can't think Torah, you can't speak Torah. If it smells, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Now how much more so, a person's not allowed to learn Torah if somebody is full of themselves. Right? Because if there's a bad smell, if it smells like a dead animal, you can't learn Torah. Now in the spiritual world, if a person with gava, a person who's full of themselves in the spiritual world is even smellier than the dead animal, how much more so his Torah won't count. It won't work. And so Maran Achida says this is exactly why a person with ga'ava, a person who's full of himself, the Torah cannot be acquired by him. He won't be able to hold on to his Torah. And the Torah will leave such a person. The Torah can only be acquired by someone who's down to earth, someone who's humble. Now how does this answer our question? Let's come back to the parasha. The pasuk says, Zot Torah Ta'ola. these are the laws, or this is the law of the burnt offering. And we ask, why does it repeat again? This is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering can be burnt all night long. Why does he need to word it like that? So Maran Achida says, look at the words again. Zot Torah Ta'ola. What does that mean? We explained it. This is the law of the burnt offering, which is the simple pshat, the simple way you can read the pasuk. But he says, if you look a little bit deeper, what does the word Torah mean? The word Torah can mean laws, but it can also mean the Torah, the actual Torah itself. So he says, this is the Torah Ha'ola. Ha'ola can mean burnt offering, but Ha'ola can also mean that leaves a person. This is the Torah that leaves a person who's full of themselves, somebody who's always standing up high. The Torah that leaves a person is someone who's full of themselves. And so therefore, the Torah is referencing and hinting to this idea that when a person is full of themselves, the Torah will not stay with such a person. The Gemara actually says, when a person is learning Torah from a teacher, you have to make sure the teacher is someone who is fit to be able to teach. You have to make sure the teacher is someone who has the correct mindset, the correct hashkafa, the correct standards to be able to teach. You can't learn Torah from somebody who's not able to give off the Torah properly. And so if the Torah is being spoken and given off by someone who has ga'ava, who is full of themselves, who is not someone who is accepted by Hashem, then the Torah will not be accepted in this world. And so this is a very, very important concept. Now Baruch Hashem, we pray and hope that the people who are learning and teaching Torah are not necessarily going to be people who have ga'ava. Why? Because the Torah is always teaching us how bad ga'ava is. But I want to stress that even a little further. The Gemara in Masechet Sotah says that a person who has ga'ava, a person who is full of themselves, the Gemara says, "Ein ani vahu yecholin ladur ba'olam." Hashem says, me and him can't live together in the world. I can't live with that guy. This is what Hashem says. Not only that, the Gemara continues and said, someone who has ga'ava is a to'eva, is an abomination to the world. It's disgusting. Not only that, the Gemara continues and says, someone who has ga'ava, someone who's full of themselves, he's like worshipping idols. He's like oved avodah zara. It's the worst of all sins, to the extent that the Rambam says that there are two sins a person has to go to an extreme. Two character traits a person has to go to an extreme. All character traits, the Rambam says, take the middle ground. But when it comes to two, the Rambam says you have to take the complete extreme and not even have 1 ounce of it. Now one of those two is ga'ava, is being full of oneself. The Rambam says that a person never, ever, ever should even have 1 ounce inside of him of ga'ava. And this is something that we have to constantly be training ourselves. Now who is the number one teacher of Torah that ever lived? Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was his number one character trait? Humility. You see that it's a direct correlation. It goes 100% hand in hand. Hashem wants the person who's going to be the leader for the Jewish people, the Torah leader for the Jewish people, to be the humblest person in the world, the most humble person in the world. It goes hand in hand. It's 100% correlated. If there's no more inspiration you can get than this. If you want to be someone who the Torah will reside inside you, that Hashem wants you to be a leader for the Torah, for the Jewish people, you have to be down to earth. You have to be humble. There's no other way around it. A person who has ga'ava can never be a leader for Am Yisrael. He can never be a person that Hashem accepts to be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. If you want to be someone who has even an ounce of Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to have an ounce of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. We have to find, in the Torah it says, Moshe was the most humble person on the face of the earth. We have to try to find into that character and see how we can achieve being humble, being down to earth. B'ezrat Hashem, in the days to come, we'll talk more about how a person can attain humility. But it's important to mention that if you want to truly acquire the Torah and be able to hold on to your Torah learning, you need to go after day after day to making sure you're constantly thinking about how I can be more down to earth, how I can be humble, and how I cannot be full of myself. Because a person who is ga'ava, Hashem says, me and him don't work together. I cannot work together with someone who is full of themselves. Have a great day, everyone.